At the 2017 Summer Cattle Industry Business Meetings, we're with Polly Rulin now. Polly is the, of course, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Polly, let's talk about, we're in the middle, really, I guess, kind of toward the home stretch of your current fiscal year. You've got a lot of your various projects that are well along toward completion that you started last October. Give me a couple of success stories. What are a couple of things that you're really excited about this year?
We are heavy into the digital environment as far as the consumer goes, and we're really excited, but we're becoming more and more sophisticated dealing with the consumer in that environment. One of the things that we're proud of is a few months ago, Facebook launched a new app called Canvas, and that allows us to put ads on Facebook that are much richer than our ads used to be. You can swipe and travel through a journey, a beef journey, that includes recipes, video recipes, production information, all in a rich color format that really allows consumers to engage with beef as a product and the origin of that product. So Facebook is becoming so much more sophisticated, and we're able to use it in so many more ways than we used to. We're also working for between fiscal year 2017, which is the current year. Our fiscal year ends September 30th, and we're rolling into fiscal year 18. We have understood from consumers that while they used to like to surf the web and look at a bunch of different websites for their information, they're getting more sophisticated in how they search the web for information. So as we roll from 2017 into 2018, we are consolidating 8 checkoff-funded websites into one big flagship Beef It's What's for Dinner website, beefitswhatsfordinner.com, and that website will cover the entire beef community from producers to retailers, food service, and all the space in between to help consumers become very familiar with beef.
Now, you talk about Facebook, quite a mile marker here not too long ago regarding the number of folks that like the page.
We are growing every day. I mean, look at our other programs like Masters of Beef Advocacy, where we train producers and chefs and other people to talk about beef. We reached the 10,000 mark of people that we've trained with our messages to talk about beef. Facebook is just growing by leaps and bounds. Beef is getting popular again. We can look at media coverage. Beef is back on the plate. Beef is in the health zone where it hasn't been before. Beef is part of a healthy protein, high protein diet. We've seen a turn in media coverage in the last few months toward positive beef messages. That kind of thing doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen without a lot of work turning beef from kind of the stepchild of the food industry into the darling child of the food industry today.
Clearly, you know, your experiences with Facebook, the way that you're utilizing it in so many different ways, the Beef It's What's for Dinner website, you've really staked a lot of your promotional capital and resources and time, energy, and hopes and dreams, I guess, maybe even throwing it into boot on the digital platform.
It's true, and part of the reason is because with Facebook, checkoff programs like Facebook, we want those results to be very measurable. So we want to be able to prove to our investors that we are getting results for their money. That digital platform environment is much more measurable than any other platform, than television, than print, and even, I hate to say it to you, but even than radio. And so we know when people look at our ads on Facebook, on digital environments, when they click through, when they seek other information, we can measure every single time that happens. And so that allows us to be very accountable to producer investors as far as where their money's being spent and how efficient it is.
One thing that you have had a lot of success with on the digital platform are videos. Are you still finding, are you kind of refine, or you know, fine-tuning a little bit the type of product or messages that you've got there for consumers to look at, you know, to look at to feel good about how they prepare beef?
Here's what we're finding about video, and this shouldn't surprise anyone that knows the consumer has a short attention span these days. We used to be able to get by with a 3 or 4 minute video. Now we have to do probably 1 or 2 minutes because people just don't have the attention span. So you got to catch their attention with these beautiful beef shots, with these simple directions. And the best thing about video, I think, that we're doing right now is those video recipes. Teach people to cook in 2 minutes.
As far as, you know, down the road, What are the experts telling you about what needs to be done next in that promotional arena to reach, you know, your target consumer, the millennials?
Here's what, as we roll into 2018, we're really excited about a new producer image campaign. We know that how producers make beef is really important to consumers, and we want to be able to connect those consumers directly with producers and put a face on the beef industry. So we're rolling out in 2018 a new producer image campaign that is a really nice, emotional, beautifully shot campaign that will hopefully make that emotional connection between farmers and their consumers.
The just announced national beef quality audit kind of, you know, alludes to the fact that out there the worry is that public perception needs to be addressed more directly than ever before. The rest of the value chain is saying that. It sounds like that's something that might help in that regard.
Yeah, I hope so. And we have we're responding directly to the consumer research that we do that indicates we don't just want to know about the beef when we pick it up at the store. We want to know about the entire life cycle of that beef. And BQA is finding those as well as all of our other consumer-based research. BQA is a really important program to reassuring consumers that their beef is safe and wholesome from the get-go.
Anything that you're picking up from the audit regarding how you maybe do a better job of letting folks know about BQA?
Good question. We have a lot of BQA certifications. That is growing and growing and growing. And so I think we're doing a good job of getting people to understand how important BQA is to both doing the right thing at the production level and to having consumers understand that we're doing the right thing. So with the growing number of certified producers, I would just encourage more producers to get on board with BQA because it helps us not only on the farm but in the grocery store.
International arena, I know you're very pleased with the investment dollars that you've put in primarily through USMEF. It seems like so many opportunities, you know, probably more opportunities than you've got dollars.
Much more opportunities than we have dollars, and that, you know, there are only so many consumers in the U.S., and those folks can only eat so much beef. We continue to sell beef domestically aggressively in the checkoff, but we know that as we grow supply, most of that extra supply needs to go somewhere overseas. Those folks are willing to pay for parts of the carcass that domestic consumers aren't willing to pay so much for. And, you know, that, as you mentioned, that export market is absolutely on fire in several countries. We've regained what we've lost as far as since BSE in 2003 and then some. And, of course, the opportunities with China are practically boundless as long as we can meet their specifications.
Do you anticipate, you know, starting, I don't know, it's almost kind of late in your process, but you're going to be maybe trying to consider some specific ideas regarding starting that Chinese development in this coming fiscal year?
Yeah, the checkoff is already invested in that. We're already sending teams over. We're already building those relationships. And what we have already found in China is that they want U.S. beef. They can't wait to be able to get that supply that meets their specs that can go overseas. Those folks are hungry for it.
Down the road, you know, whenever we haven't talked about really is research. What are some things that you feel that, you know, you're like, that's maybe some recent research that has been done, and then also what's your eye on for the next thing?
Well, you know, we continue to work on sustainability research, and it's an ongoing project because we still want to make significant progress in the sustainability of our product, and we know sustainability is important to consumers. We are currently working on a beef demand determinant study, and it's an economic study that tells us exactly what is the most important couple of factors when consumers buy beef, so that then we can take our promotion programs and focus them more heavily on those most important factors. That should roll out at winter convention, that beef demand determinant study, so that's good. Next year we'll be looking at the return on investment study for the checkoff. We do one of those every 5 years so we can tell producers about return on investment. And of course, we're always doing new product research, tons of exciting stuff as far as new product and innovation research. And safety, as always, is the bedrock of our research program.
On the new product research, it seems like we don't maybe haven't heard maybe quite as much recently about some of those things. But that I know that's so important in trying to give consumers that new idea.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you won't hear it as it won't be as splashy as the flat iron, for example, because the new things we're working on are in tandem with our partners at food service and retail. For example, we've recently worked with a major Italian chain to roll out a meatball dish that is going to be very successful. We work with the hamburger chains to eat both the fast casual as well as the quick serves to develop new hamburgers and new ways to serve hamburger. Hamburgers on fire right now. I mean, right. Consumers are paying a very nice amount for hamburgers in some places. So sometimes those new product development and rollout efforts that the checkoff does may look like it's coming directly from a food service outlet, but actually it's coming from a partnership with our checkoff dollars.
As far as that producer attitude, are you feeling good? In other words, the feedback that you're getting, I know you on an ongoing basis, you survey that, but you also on an anecdotally basis, you also hear, and what do you feel? In other words, are you doing what you need to do regarding producer communications and helping that consumer producer understand what you're doing to try to reach the consumer?
You know, lately we've seen some softening in producer attitudes toward the checkoff in specific areas of the country, and most specifically in areas like the Dakotas and Montana. We're involved in litigation in Montana, so I'm not surprised that people are have more questions about the checkoff in those areas. But in the other areas of the country, we continue to see strong support for the checkoff at about 7 in 10 producers saying they support the checkoff program. So overall, we need to keep doing what we're doing and not get our heads turned by some producers who may have a difference of opinion about what the checkoff is doing. I tell people, we've got 750,000 producers, and they're all invested in the checkoff program, and they're not always going to agree that many people all the time. So we just keep doing what we're doing, keep our nose to the grindstone, and watch the consumer and please the consumer.